Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino getting you ready for the podcast version of our live show from the SVA Theater here in New York City for after the final five eviction from Big Brother 21. Really excited for you to hear the audio of the show. If you want to check out the video of this podcast that we did here at the SVA Theater, you can go ahead and see that on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Before we get into the show, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at the Fab Fit Fun Box. The 2019 Fab Fit Fun Fall Box is on sale now. Fab Fit Fun is a women's lifestyle subscription box filled with full-size premium beauty, lifestyle, fitness, home and wellness products sent straight to your doorstep each season. They take the hassle out of shopping by doing it for you. Each box is customized to your specific interests, and they deliver the seasonal must-haves that you need. The Fall Box is the perfect way to treat yourself and keep cool with their carefully curated box of products. As you transition from summer vibes to cozy fall sweaters, they are going to give you back your time by shopping for you. Save money on quality, full-size products today because these deals do not last long. These boxes sell out fast, so sign up for yours today. You can go ahead and check out the FabFitFun community. There's a membership that goes beyond the box itself. You can browse around the FabFitFun.com website to explore and become more familiar with the brand and the product. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value over $200. My wife loves the FabFitFun box, and you will too. Use promo code RHAP for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. Again, that's coupon code RHAP for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. That's www.FabFitFun.com. Promo code RHAP for $10 off. Live. And now here's the guy who's about to talk about a very exciting Final Five. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Our live show here in New York City. How you guys doing tonight? Did we get a good episode to talk about? Okay. All right. A lot of excitement going on. Let's go ahead and let's bring on some members of our panel. I'm very excited to welcome back to the live show stage, Mr. Brent Wolgamont. Brent live.
What's up?
Brent, how are you? Yes.
Hey, kiddies.
Brent, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. This is a fantastic night.
Fun night. Fun night. Okay. And a man that you've heard every day so far of this season, please welcome Mr. Taron Armstrong. Taron. Why'd they put the bell so far away from me, Brent? Taron, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Rob.
Okay. All right.
But I'm very worried that somebody is going to kill me.
Yes. That's Tommy?
Yeah, that's what happened to Tommy. Somebody killed him.
Very, very sad. He was the Flash mobster, and he got whacked. Tommy ends up, after a week of speculation, it was Tommy who ultimately went out on this Thursday night. And I know it changed so many times, back and forth. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about our HOH competition later on in a little bit. And we've got some great guests here as well. Take your questions, and very excited to have so many people watching us live here on a very busy Thursday eviction night. So, all right, let's just real quick recap the headlines of how this came to be. And I think we have to give Jackson, also known as Mickey.
Oh, yeah.
Can't forget.
A lot of credit, Taron.
An unbelievable amount of credit. I mean, there has been so much eavesdropping in this house, but never has it been used to such a degree. This has to be one of the more impressive moves we've seen at the Final Five. Love him or hate him, you have to give him credit here.
Yeah, Brent, this was very impressive for Jackson, who just had no issue whatsoever with just a massive bold-faced lie.
It was so great. And the great thing is, like, I didn't get a lot of sleep the night before, so I went to bed really early last night. But then, like, the Big Brother gods woke me up around, like, 3 a.m. Eastern time. I was staying with my friend Anessa, and I just woke up and saw on Twitter what was happening. I got on the feeds and saw what was happening and was absolutely blown away. Like, Jackson and Mickey came to play Big Brother, and I am so freaking happy. I know that he doesn't have a ton of fans out there, and I know, like, a lot of us had really heavy hearts when we saw the results of tonight's eviction episode, but my God, he played good. And he knew going into that house meeting that came later today that he was going to have to stand up to a lot of heavy questioning, and he apparently did it because it worked.
Yeah, and Taryn, we saw in the episode where he first ended up saying, like, "Hey, so Tommy, he's really gonna work with me." And Nicole says, "All right, house meeting, that's it." He says, "Can we wait till tomorrow?"
Just not tonight.
And he bought enough time to really be able to work himself up, I think, into being able to sell this.
Yeah, I mean, he coordinated his story with Holly after that. He let her know what happened. She wasn't as on board with the move because it was so mean to Tommy, but she eventually went along with it.
Yeah.
And
he literally pulled her across the finish line. She was freaking terrible. Like, we've been rating her really highly in the Stockwatch all season on the LFC Roundtable because I liked her game, honestly. And she has lied successfully before, like when her relationship with Kat was exposed. She, like, flat out lied to their face that she didn't know Kat. She doesn't know where that's coming from. That's, like, news to her. But all of a sudden, it was like a completely another player took over. Like, it was amazing to watch. She was totally impotent in terms of her ability to play Big Brother, and Jackson was like, had a raging heart on. It was great to watch.
This move is the kind of move that I talk about on the updates, like, well, theoretically they could do this crazy idea that nobody ever does, but he did it, and he did it successfully, and that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is wild how it ended up completely swinging the other way from where it had been at the start of the week. And then it looked like, okay, well, it's definitely going to be Holly going out. And for Jackson to be able to pull off this real Hail Mary, it really is amazing because that I feel like that, as we saw Tommy saying with Julie tonight, why would I tell him? It doesn't make any sense. Why would I tell him the plan before the vote? But it was convincing.
Yeah, I was waiting until after.
Exactly.
I was going to tell after.
Well, they didn't have a Cliff and Nicole, they didn't have a critical piece of information, which everybody else had, which was that he had overheard them. And he had that because they kept saying, well, how in the world did Jackson come to us with the exact same verbiage that Tommy just said to us a few moments ago? Obviously. And it was great. This wasn't like some sort of willy-nilly plan that just happened to fall in Jackson's lap. He literally said to himself, okay, what can I do? He overheard them. Then they didn't show, but like they almost caught him eavesdropping. He managed to get out of the room and then come back into the room without getting caught and listen again. And then he went over to the have-not room, as Tommy said, had basically a five-minute nothing conversation with him about the sun and the moon, and then came out to Cliff and Nicole and said, you know, hey, I don't want you to look like a fool because Tommy's playing both sides again, and this is what's happening. So it was pretty amazing to watch.
So with Jackson ending up pulling this move, getting Tommy out of the house, ultimately, now this was the move that I thought was better for Cliff and Nicole to begin with. Did Jackson save Cliff and Nicole from themselves potentially?
I don't know. Like, here's the thing. At the end of tonight's episode, I felt really heavy-hearted for Cliff and Nicole. I felt like they had been had.
Yes.
I felt like they almost know that they've been had because Tommy, after he was evicted, said, "Look, I wasn't lying to you there." He even said to Jackson, "You know, you got me." So they have to know in their heart of hearts that they've been had by Jackson here, and they look like fools because all week long, Nicole has been in the diary room talking to us, saying that, you know, I know what the fans are thinking. Break up the showmance. If I was at home, I'd be saying the same thing. Break up the showmans. And then they didn't. And to know that they were had by somebody like Jackson, freaking Mickey. I mean, like, that's got to look bad on their part. Because make no mistake, this was Jackson's move to get Tommy out of the house, in my view. And in the jury's view, once they hear what happened.
Taryn, I feel like this ended up being a worse thing for Nicole, but better for Cliff.
I agree. I think that Nicole was the person who was spearheading the Tommy, like, save Tommy train, right? And it was her move, and he was really grateful for her that she was doing it. Cliff had never really been 100% on board. And so when it's now Jackson is lying to Cliff and Nicole, he's tricking them into changing their minds. It's Nicole who's really got the spotlight on her. Like, oh, she's the one that was tricked. She is the one that spent the night feeling upset, feeling sick. I think that she's the one that's really going to take the brunt of this, as in terms of, hey, Jackson really got one over on them and they were fooled. And maybe Cliff kind of wanted that to happen all along. I feel like Cliff is going to escape the blame a little bit. And it does, I think, hurt Nicole's chances in the end against both Cliff and even Jackson or Holly.
Okay. All right. You guys want to bring up a guest?
Yes!
Please. Okay. All right. Let's bring up a woman who has been with us all of the Thursdays this season. She's got a lot of members of her friends and family in the crowd. Please welcome Caitlin Herman. Any way you want. You walk...
Yeah, you have to go around.
Oh, like go yeah, here. Go yeah. Go out that way. Yeah. And then can we get a handler to bring Caitlin to the stage? So we're set up here. We have many rows here as Caitlin works her way up to the stage.
It's like she's at the Oscars where she's kissing
people. She just got out of the seats. She's now
Brent, approaching
what would, the stage.
What would Bob Barker say at this point, Brent?
Come on down, Caitlin Herman. Yeah, you're the next contestant.
It's only an hour show. Yeah. Okay. All right. Here comes,
show,
here comes Caitlin Herman, everybody. Okay.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Give it up for Caitlin.
Look how stunning she looks.
Is it right here?
Nice. Yes. What an app.
What an app.
First of all, honor, privilege, pleasure to see you all this evening.
Yes. Caitlin, how are you?
Good. We've traveled so far to be here together.
You took notes tonight?
Yeah. Also, notice what's on that. That's a kiss mark from Kemi.
Oh.
She kissed on my notes for good luck.
Okay. Good luck in your notes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Notes are hard.
Caitlin.
I said notes are hard.
Notes aren't easy. So
not easy.
Did my best.
Okay. Caitlin, what do you make of tonight's eviction? I know you were a big Tommy fan.
Not as big as I was of Jess. So.
Oh my God. Okay, let's move on to Kemi. Can we get Kemi up here? Okay.
Okay, so seriously, huge Tommy fan. That was very upsetting to see, especially the last 30 seconds that we just saw after seeing the clip.
Sunday night's going to be lit.
Did you say lit?
Yeah.
He's hit.
Nicole, do something about this. Yeah.
What's it going to be?
I can say lit.
Caitlin, did you have the same reaction that Taryn had when he was like watching that clip of Tommy in the house meeting and he was like, where was that Tommy all season long?
Honestly, I'm really mad at anyone that thinks in this audience, because I know there are some of you that think that that was him performing. Raise your hand if you think that that was him performing. You? I
get
hate
some hater in the back.
People raise their hand after you say, I hope nobody thinks
that's
this.
That's not true.
Drag them.
He did. Shout out to you.
I mean, he was fighting for his life. I mean, I don't know if there's any performance there.
You know what I noticed?
I think Tommy has just merged into a performance. His whole life is performance. I think that's just who Tommy is.
And I connect with that. Emotionally, spiritually. Don't we all? Rob, you know what I noticed when you were talking before? You guys had your little pre thing before I came up. You were saying, I thought it would be a really, really good idea to begin with for Tommy to go home. I thought the final four should be great.
Right.
I'm sitting there and I begin to notice, Caitlin, you are so bad at this game.
Yeah.
Because I didn't agree with that. And you are typically right.
Well, no, not necessarily.
Well, you're definitely typically right. And you definitely thought that.
So I know I'm always right. So
Brent, you're actually right a lot of the time too.
Thank you. I try.
Let's not get crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, obviously not cut out for this sport.
Yeah, but what were you thinking? You were thinking that it was the right move to evict Holly?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people did.
The one guy in the back. Yeah, I don't know. It made the most sense to me. But then again, you guys have this ability to like.
Well,
think.
Talk us through why do you feel like that getting rid of Holly would have been the right move?
Do we need to repeat this a million times, Jackson?
Well, I want to know why you think.
Because I feel like Jackson Mickey would not have been able to participate in the HOH.
Right.
Like. What more?
So, okay, do we think that Tommy was really going to throw the HOH?
Yes.
I actually think he would have. As Tara and I were talking about before the show, like that competition that we saw at the end of the episode, that's a really hard competition not to throw. I mean, you either throw it or you don't. I mean, there's no real in between, like where with the Sis, where she's like trying to throw the competition and then ends up getting second place.
Right.
So,
but
yeah.
That Tara, I feel like that. If you're counting on Tommy to throw that competition, I feel like he better throw that competition because I feel like that's a competition he could easily win. I feel like that's a competition that's made for a Tommy.
Yeah, and I mean, ultimately, what it sounds like is that it wouldn't have mattered whether Tommy won or not because Jackson probably wouldn't have evicted Tommy anyway. He would have evicted either Cliff or Nicole. And if you're looking at it like you're a pair, Cliff and Nicole, it really doesn't matter what happens with the HOH because only one of you can be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And
can you explain that to people? Because I've said that to people before and they're like, huh? But like, it really doesn't matter whether Tommy or Holly win this HOH competition. It really doesn't. If Holly wins HOH, the only thing you have to worry about is Jackson winning the veto at the Final Four. And if he wins the veto at the Final Four, he's not going to evict Holly whether she's safe or not. So whether or not she's HOH or somebody on the block, it literally doesn't matter who wins HOH.
The Final Four HOH is an immunity necklace. It does not give you any real power.
Also, why are we pretending like this whole Mickey and Holly thing is like the modern day Romeo and Juliet? Like, why are we pretending that this is like such a love story here? Like, it is literally I wrote note, and I'm sorry to get ahead of myself, but Holly and Mickey need to be on Marriage Boot Camp.
Well,
it's not the modern day Romeo and Juliet. It's the modern day Macbeth.
Yeah.
Ba-boom, boom.
Yeah. Good one. So glad
but
we have
who's
that.
Pretending other than Holly that it's a great love story?
The whole edit, like just like.
I'm not going to let her go.
A voice of an edit.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. I don't know.
No way will I betray my love.
Yeah, I did notice a very audible groan from the crowd tonight once we got to see where Holly was thanking Jackson's parents for raising
the literal hell was that?
Such an upstanding guy.
I'm so honored to have known him.
Wait, what's the mom's name? Kevin, do you know?
Let's not bring moms into this.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
This is Mickey. Yeah. Okay.
That's what it is.
What else did you think about this episode?
You want to get to this?
Sure.
Do you have the music?
No, we don't. We don't have
Rob.
Yeah,
this is very disappointing.
Sorry, we had a lot going on. A lot going on.
Nicole's sunflower sweatshirt is fierce. I love an off-script moment. That's when Julie said, "Oh my God, this house is insane."
Mm-hmm. Julie was having the time of her life.
Yeah,
she really was. She was great tonight.
Let's stop.
Yeah.
Let's take a moment. This is not important. Rob, let's cut to that.
Yeah, I really think that Julie not having other work obligations at this point in time.
Shame.
I think that she's really been able to dig into Big Brother. I think she's really enjoying this season.
She gave Tommy a kiss. She was all about it. It's a bubble. Isn't that crazy? I'm just now realizing this, but if you think about it, Big Brother's like a bubble.
Yeah.
You're going to another bubble. Guys, this show is awesome.
21 years she's been doing it. She's like,
yeah. I don't think that anybody was more excited about the season like getting good than Julie Chen.
Yeah.
Moonves. Yeah. She's very excited. She was really down on it. And then she's like, once Jack was gone, she's like, I love this show.
Mm.
It's great.
It really did.
Do you think there was any part of her that was just trying to get Broadway tickets?
From Tommy?
Yeah.
She doesn't need Tommy.
Yeah, I think she can get the tickets.
I mean,
and anybody can use them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Brent, what did you think of the fashion tonight? And I'm sorry for those of you in the audience that are wanting to stick strictly to game.
Anti-fashion.
I know what Brent thought of the fashion.
Well, first of all, I guess, speaking of fashion, I thought for sure that Holly was the one who was going to be evicted because she was the one wearing the nicer clothes. She looked amazing on the way. I thought she was coming out the door, but I thought Julie looked okay. I also thought it was funny when Tommy thanked the cast of Pretty Woman. I'm like, that show closed
That's
like a month
dark.
Ago.
That was dark. That was really dark. A dark moment for all of us, I believe. All right.
Okay.
Onward.
Do you have more? Yes. I want to hear them. I want to hear the notes.
I wrote Julie's dress is everything.
Yeah.
So after Brent saying, it was all right. It's an awkward moment for us. Okay. So then I wrote, okay, so Nicole also has a sunflower hoodie and tank. Noticing a lot of sunflower work, a lot of floral work happening for Nicole. Anyone else notice that? Okay. Rob, a note that I actually see out of my Viz on your notes.
Yes. You're copying off my notes?
No, it's we happen to have a similar note. Pizza plus milk? Come on, Cliff.
I was waiting for Eric Stein to come up to talk about that.
Where is Eric?
Please.
That's an Eric. He's an expert on that.
Pizza and milk. Sorry, Eric. I'll let you take over. I just wrote the word Eva because I thought you would say that at some point. Okay. Mickey is such a little snake. Holly and Mickey, you guys heard what I thought about VH1. Okay. Need a Tommy x Julie collab. Just after seeing their rapport, I would love to see them just like go to brunch, maybe record it, like just have like a good, I don't know, you guys are local, like go to Sarah Beth's for like an omelet and just like sit there and like watch just like the rapport. Thought that'd be nice. We're very much almost done. And then the last note, I'm sorry because Kemi's gonna have an issue with this, but hopefully she can yell at me when she gets up here, but I wrote Mickey is a great game player.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a great segue. Why don't we bring Kemi up here and hear what she thinks about everything. Here comes Kemi. Very excited to have Kemi here with us live.
Watch out.
She wasn't sure if she wanted to be on the panel.
In a denim skirt. And a
here she comes.
Here she comes.
Look at these heels.
She got a big ovation in the opening credits.
Thank you, guys.
A pink heel.
Here's Kemi.
Baby.
Kemi.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm amazing. So happy to be here.
So happy to have you here. What do you make of all this?
I do think Jackson's a great game player.
Love that.
Honestly, since week one, I noticed he was very, very, very smart. One of the smarter people in the house. So, not that I was targeting him, but noted, you know. But yeah, I think he's playing a great game. You know, sad to say, probably the best game in the house because I'm rooting for Nicole. But I honestly,
you're not alone here.
I honestly don't think he would have that many jury votes, so I'm happy to say that.
Who Jackson wouldn't?
I don't think he would, no.
Interesting, because I feel like that on the show that he's been talked about a lot as, oh, if we don't stop him, he just won the game.
Yeah, but that's from people that are very bitter. So I don't see Christy voting for him. I definitely don't see Kat voting for him, especially if Christy's not. Jess is going to do whatever Christy says, so yeah. I don't see Sis
voting for him either.
Yeah, hearing a lot of Christy. Yeah. For him,
so. But the Kat wouldn't vote for Jackson?
No, I don't.
No,
think
she's
so.
Going to want to have her moment where she gets her anti-Jackson. Remember, she was looking for that.
Sitting next to Holly.
She never got to fulfill her story. That's why she tried to stay and said, "Keep me because I need to finish my story." So she's not going to vote for Jackson.
Okay, all right, Kemi, who are you rooting for to go home out of Tommy or Holly?
Oh, out of Tommy or Holly, I was definitely rooting for Holly. I wanted to see a Holly Nicole final too. Hot take. I'm sorry, but I was really hoping that Holly would go home because I felt like it was better for Nicole's game.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just whatever's best for Nicole. No personal feelings for the other house guests.
Well, all my personal feelings are in Nicole, so I don't care what happens.
Why don't you tell us about some of the personal feelings you have just like while we're... No.
I mean, honestly, I was thinking about this earlier today. The only drawback from my friendship with Nicole was our different styles of PB&J. She puts a lot of peanut butter and a lot of jelly, and this was a hot, like, kind of argument between us several times in the house. I like bread with like a hint of peanut butter, like just one swipe. And she like puts half. So, I mean, that was like the only thing, but.
Yeah, I'm in the call on that one.
No.
Sorry.
I think for a lot of us, and I know you shared this too, was that we wanted, like there's a part of us that wanted Holly to go home because we didn't want Cliff and Nicole, especially Nicole, to look foolish.
Yeah.
And that, I feel like they got had on live TV, and that was tough to watch.
It was sad. I mean, I was like manifesting her saying Holly's name, but I have to give it to Jackson. I mean, that was amazing. And honestly, I was saying earlier today, no one in the rest of BB history is going, or Big Brother to come, is going to mold their game after anyone in this season. But I'm molding my game after Jackson's this episode, at least. If I come back, like, that was amazing. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, it honestly, just this. Drive that point home. Like, honestly, this took me back to like early Big Brother with like Kevin and Jeff and Jordan, and when he made up that lie about Russell during Big Brother 11, where to make up a lie out of whole cloth, and we've talked about it on the show before, it's just something that's so rarely done. But if you can do it right, it is so effective because it's just like, and he even had the advantage of eavesdropping this time, of course, which gave him even more fire. But to make up a lie and say, you know, Tommy and I had this conversation, this is what he told me, it was pretty amazing to watch. I was stunned to watch it happen, but happily so.
Can I just say about the eavesdropping? I got a really bad rap for whispering in the house.
Yeah, you did. Let's talk about that.
This is why whispering is so important, because we've, like, the entire season has been eavesdropping. And yes, I whisper, but because it's Big Brother.
Because
and this
it's
is
Big
exactly
Brother.
Why.
Next season is going to be a nightmare. Nobody's going to speak out loud.
Next season, people are going to be speaking at Kemi volume, just whispering. So I'm excited to see.
I remember when they were looking at your comic, and they were like, "What was she going to be? The whisperer?"
They have no idea. They have no idea.
Thumbs up or thumbs down on the Keminator?
Thumbs up for finale night for sure.
All right.
100%.
What do you mean thumbs up for finale night?
The Keminator's coming to finale night.
Yes. I'm here for it.
What's she wearing?
I'm wearing red, bringing it full circle.
It actually looks really good.
So you're going to cosplay as the Keminator?
Please.
You're going to wear that costume?
If they let me, I might.
Okay. I think they would go for that. Just to put a finer point on the, just back to the Jackson thing, that, you know, what he did, I think, was also so effective because, Taryn, it wasn't a lie. He, like, took something that was true, but from that he heard from eavesdropping, and then, like, twisted the truth.
Yeah, and it shouldn't go underreported, too, that he didn't just take what he heard, but he crafted it into something that made perfect sense. And that also takes skill, because he took that kernel of truth, and he said, and what happened is that Tommy came to me, and he said that we should team up. He used all of the perfect logic that Tommy would have been doing if this was what he was doing, and then went on to say that he thinks you can win the game, Cliff, which is absolutely true, that Tommy has expressed that in the past, and that you should be taken to the final three, Nicole, because you can't win. And that's going to upset Nicole a lot, because that is another thing that should be, you know, thought of, that people have been talking about in the season. So he put it into something that made perfect sense with what Tommy would say. He didn't mess it up by saying, like, oh yeah, and then Tommy said that he loved me and that I was secretly his brother. Like, which is an exaggeration, but like...
Jackson!
It's so easy to mess
it up. I love you!
Yeah.
Yeah, Taryn, I really felt like he played to their fears, because Cliff has never trusted Tommy and has always feared him, much like Tommy has always feared Cliff in the game. And Nicole doesn't want to look stupid and doesn't want to look weak and like somebody has to hold her hand. So when he went to them and told them those things, I really felt like both of them were like, God damn it, like, I don't want to get played by Tommy. And so that really was what made them flip back over to wanting to keep Holly.
This is like classic Big Brother, though.
Why are
like,
we pretending this is normal?
I love this. Yeah. Is this going to get a name like Dan's funeral? I feel like this deserves a name. I
make it up.
Jackson's watermelon seed of truth. But he had many watermelons. Like, we're watching on this giant screen behind us.
I think we should stay away from seeds.
Giant watermelons everywhere.
My God.
Yeah. What would you call it, Caitlin?
I don't have a name just yet. Like, let me think about it overnight. But this needs to be addressed. I understand it's Big Brother and it's great gameplay. And I just said it. But I also want to go back on what I just said, kind of. Because, guys, like, I get it's Big Brother, but this is actually psychotic behavior. Like, are we like pretending, like, oh my God, he's such a good liar. That's, excuse my language, fucking insane. Like, that's
Big Brother.
You don't think we should celebrate the liars of Big Brother?
I'm so proud that I got out fourth then, because, like, what?
You're
like,
truly the winner of the game.
I literally won. Anyone that gets out first, you won. Like, you are a good person. Ew, like,
I think it's good. I mean, he's also pre-law, so I feel like he's been...
Oh my God, he's been so educated. Wait,
yeah, I think he said that. Yeah, so...
Maybe it was a lie.
I hope not. That's an ugly lie. Don't tell me that.
Wait, you didn't tell any lies when you were on Big Brother? Taryn?
There were a couple.
I think what... Oh. It's not... Why do we have to go back in time? Move forward.
Okay.
Yeah, Caitlin wants to talk about the current season. She's not the kind of person that talks about other things.
Stay tuned for a different podcast for another time.
Yeah, we're talking about what happened now.
Right, so don't ask me about things that happened in the past. I'm
Rob,
over
stay
it.
On topic.
Yeah,
you're
sorry
wrong.
About that. I was floored that we didn't check in with the jury house. I really felt like that. I mean, they had plenty of stuff tonight, but I really thought that with just five people in the house, we were going to get a jury house segment. We haven't seen anybody go to the jury since Nick got evicted.
Well, Sam in the audience was saying that he felt like they had a jury segment ready to go, but then
they pushed it.
And they were like, well, we're not going to show a jury segment when we got this stuff.
Right. And Brett, they never like break format and like show a jury house segment on like Sunday or Wednesday if it's not a live show.
I don't think we're going to get a jury segment until next Thursday.
Yeah, maybe there's nothing going on there, Cammy.
Maybe
honestly, there's never been a jury house I'd be less interested in seeing it.
Yeah. So.
Yes,
usually we're like, right?
Usually I'm like really into like, oh, I want to see the people in the jury because
yeah,
they're like all my
for feeds. We want jury house feeds, but I don't want them to show.
Cammy, can you give us just the 30-second fan fiction of what's happening in the jury house?
Oh my God, these bitches were conspiring against me. Oh my God, Jack. I know you're into me, not into Annalise.
Wait, I have to... So, Jack and Kat were the first two people in the jury.
Do this. Oh, I thought...
did anything
There's
happen?
There's a Jathryn showmance going on in the jury
house.
Okay,
see, that's what I wanted to hear.
I would assume.
And then Sis came.
And then Nick came.
Yeah, that's right.
He
did.
Yikes, all right. Let's talk about that... Okay.
These are gross.
All right. So this is very tricky tonight because we have the HOH competition and we'd like to talk about it, but normally we give people the option to turn the yes, Caitlin.
Oh, that was me getting excited to do that.
Spoiler song.
Yes. Okay. So is there anybody in the audience that will be offended if we talk about the live feed spoilers?
My dad made a whole to-do as soon as everyone started
Caitlin's
freaking out.
Dad.
Matt, you guys held up the computer. He's like, no spoilers. And everyone was like, chill.
Okay.
Is there
all
security
right.
to escort him out?
So we're going to talk about the live feed spoilers, okay? Is that's good? We have everybody's...
Yes.
Everybody's consent on that? Okay.
Consent?
You guys
Alan,
at home?
Alan,
all right? All right. You guys can come back on Sunday after you see the episode and you can watch the rest of this podcast. Okay.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is...
A spoiler.
Warning.
A spoiler.
Warning means that an actual...
Spoiler.
...against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
All right. I want to get the live feed spoilers. Do we need a full-on live feed update? Did you guys capture that of what was happening?
We have some updates.
Okay.
We have some updates.
All right. So let's welcome up. Here comes Liana Boris with a live feed update.
In the arms.
If you sing that song one more time.
Okay.
In the arms.
Well, you sing very okay. well, though.
All right. Let's get our live feed update.
Okay. So this will, yeah, it's not a Saturday. So this will be relatively quick. So feeds came back.
And give it up for Liana Boris, by the way.
Oh. Yeah.
Nice to have you.
Thank you.
Yes.
So feeds came back, and we already saw Cliff had fallen, but it turns out Holly fell first. So feeds quickly went down and then came back, and what we found out is that apparently Holly threw the HOH competition.
What?
This is crazy to me. Although I did say earlier in the podcast that I it didn't really matter because, like I said, if Jackson wins, he's you know, it doesn't matter whether she's HOH or not. He's not going to evict her. But we saw them shake Cliff and Nicole shaking hands with Holly
right before
they went to commercial break, and that has to be what they were talking about.
Maybe. So you're saying that what to seal the deal, Holly said, "Hey, I'll throw the final four HOH to you guys,"
which is brilliant on her part.
But what would be the point of even upholding that?
That's the part where I agree with you, Kenny.
Because again, like, it doesn't matter for Holly. Like, they're evicting Jackson, or they're being evicted. So I mean, that's what
she's
we're
effectively
about.
Final three in whether she's HOH or not.
Yeah, and Brent, you can attest to this. The second we found out that the HOH was already over, I was like, oh, she must have just promised that she was going to throw it, like Tommy.
Yes. Well, it was so funny because it happened like right before we went live, and like this whole place went crazy that we found out that Nicole is the HOH.
This place went nuts.
I honestly thought like some famous person from Survivor had walked in. I really did.
Honestly,
I thought that's what happened.
You guys know my journey with millennials versus Gen X. And to see Hannah in the corner is like, I'm literally sweating.
Okay.
And like, we both live in LA, so like, okay, that's the weird part. Okay, moving on.
Okay. All right. Liana, anything else from the live feed? So Nicole is HOH, and we'll talk about that.
It's what she deserves, you guys.
Yes. Kemi,
your
reaction to Nicole is HOH.
I could never be more proud of anyone than I am of Nicole in the second half of this game. Like, you guys have no idea how much she has grown in this game. I'm so happy for her. Vote for her for America's favorite. And like, yeah, I mean, I'm just glad she's in the final three. Endurance comp to come. She's going to kill it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and by the way, I can confidently say at this point that Nicole is either going to be the winner of Big Brother or she's going to be America's favorite player. Like, one
Nicole
of those
is
going to
be the winner of Big Brother 2020.
All right. Yes.
All right. Liana, anything else from the live feeds?
So the only other thing that we have from the live feeds is it seems that Cliff and Nicole thought Tommy was laying it on way too thick during the fight that we saw at the end, and that they didn't believe him. Or at least that's what they told Jackson and Holly. So that could be a lie.
Caitlin, that reaffirms your point about Tommy always feeling like he's acting and performing. So that
it's
must
something
have been.
We struggle with.
Yes. See? Yeah.
We're of the arts. I
can attest, I always think you're lying every time you talk to me.
So funny, Darren.
I thought so.
Okay.
All right. Leah, did you have any thoughts on the Tommy eviction tonight?
Well, obviously, as a woman, a PhD at Yale, Holly is such an inspiration to all the ladies out there. I'm just so happy that she stayed in this house. No, get rid of Holly. I don't know what y'all were thinking. That was insane. But, I mean, now, given the fact that she threw the HOH comp, I mean, really, it comes down to veto, but we kind of knew that all along. I think it was a bad move, but we'll see how it plays out for them.
Okay. All right. The great Liana Boris, everybody.
Yes.
All right. And now I want to bring up someone who is my true ride or die. Please, not Polly. Please welcome the great Eric Stein is here. Wait, I didn't know there was another entrance. Whoa.
Hi, Eric.
Good God, that's Eric Stein's music.
Hi, Eric. Eric.
I am sweating profusely. I've been looking for Pauly the entire time. I didn't watch the episode.
You're talking to the microphone.
I'm sorry. I'm very nervous. Yes. You guys sold me a bill of goods. I thought I'm going to be attacked here tonight.
Yeah. At any point, Pauly Calabiari with the steel chair could come on the stage at any moment.
We've actually have someone waiting backstage for you. All right, Pauly. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Eric, how are you?
Very clammy.
Yes. Yeah.
Very emotional. I got my own lactose intolerance just thinking about the milk and pizza.
All right, we'll get to that.
I may have to excuse myself.
We'll get to that. But Eric, all right, so this was historically one of the most exciting Final Fives in Big Brother history.
Oh, this was amazing. So much better than the last time we were here.
Yes.
Yeah, no halting hex this time.
No halting.
This is great. No, this was an amazing episode, and I think there was, it was such live action, but I want to rewind back a little bit for a second here because I see where Tommy's coming from. There's a gap in the logic to not believe him. Why would he go to Jackson and say, I'm going to screw your girlfriend out of the game, and here's how I'm going to do it, and I'm going to arm you with that information? It makes no logical sense that Tommy would have ever done that. So it's my interpretation that Cliff 100% wanted this to happen, knew this was happening, and just let it happen.
So you think that Cliff was in on it, or you think that he was just
he was aware of it and backed away from the scene?
Yeah. Kevin, what do you think about that?
I agree. Yeah, I think Cliff knows when and when not to speak, and he just kind of lets the chips fall where they may and, like, scoots them all the way over to that side. So if that's what he wanted to happen, then, I mean, it was in his best interest for Tommy to go home anyway, so I don't see why he wouldn't let it happen.
Eric, we haven't talked about the Tommy telling about his history with Christy to Cliff and Nicole tonight. We saw the other night how he told Jackson and Holly. Julie Chen really decided to drag him over that as well. Like, what were you thinking? What was the point of that? I don't even get why you did that. I know. Why did I do it?
That was what we like to call a classic five oofer.
Yes.
From Tommy.
Okay. Well, hold that thought, because I have a surprise for you tonight. You know?
What kind of surprise?
Yeah. All right. I want to welcome up one of our listeners who's here. Anna, come on up. And Anna has been working on an art project just for tonight's live show.
This is fun.
And she's here. Yeah, this is exciting, right?
So fun.
Yeah. Okay. So Anna had reached out on Twitter and said that she was going to work on something, and she's going to come on out and see us. Can you let me know if I'm out of the shot here? Okay. So here's Anna.
Here, give it up for Anna.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get her over here. Okay. Can you see this? Can we see this? You can move the camera too. You can move the camera.
All right.
Okay. All right. Come over here with the microphone. All right. Anna, so tell us about what inspired you to make this art project.
I was just listening to your podcast coming home from work with last week, and you were talking about pulling out your poster board and your markers, and I was like, oh, that would be a shame. I work in the art department for film and TV, and we have some resources, so we kind of pieced some stuff together. It's not exactly what I think you might have been expecting, but we kind of worked with what we had, so.
Okay, all right, so what do you have for us today? Okay, we have... Eric, can you see this yet?
I have that.
We have the official.
Goodness, this is amazing.
Big Brother Oofometer.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. This is fantastic.
All right. Now, how does this work?
Well, there's a few ways here. So we have, if you want to go conservative, we have our arrow. So you can one oof. Or I figured if you really wanted to express yourself, I have some
heads.
So if it gets like a full five oofs, you can give them the eight in the face. Yeah, five foos, you can give it to the... Yeah.
This is the greatest gift I've ever received. Thank you so much. You have stayed crushing it.
But I have to say, I started watching Big Brother because my sister is a huge fan, and she got obsessed in season 8 watching you play and said that you had the best argument to stay in the game that she's ever seen and was really excited about it.
Well, I appreciate that. It's people like your sister that allowed me to drag my ass out here 12 years later, so I appreciate that. maybe I'll even get a free drink tonight.
Five foo. Okay.
For you.
All right, so...
This is incredible. Thank you. I appreciate
thank
it.
You. Should we ask Marissa if this can come home with you tonight?
Oh, I'm sleeping with this.
Okay. Yeah. Anna, thank you so much. Give it up for Anna.
This is amazing.
All right, so... Eric, we did it. We did it. We have the real oofometer.
This is five foo all the way.
Five foo all the way. All right. So let's just touch on a couple of things. All right. Cliff was eating pizza with Nicole and Tommy in the backyard and had the biggest glass of milk I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it wasn't like a taste.
It was easily like a quart of milk.
It's like he wrung out the cheese. This is not good. I mean, I have seen worse in the house this summer, but...
Wait, like
I mean,
what?
Well, let's just pull the grip here. Do we have... one oof for milk and pizza. I think that's at least one oof, right? Do we have two oofs? I think it's a two oof,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, two.
Two oof. Three oofs?
Yeah.
Four oofs? No, all right. I think it's a three. I think it's a three. All right.
Three oofer. Okay. Anything else reach the levels on the oofometer?
Well, I do, to expand upon what you're saying about the jury house. I mean, we had Christy, who liked Kat, and Nick, who liked everyone, and Jack, who liked Sis, and I think we know why they're not showing the jury segments, guys. This is a primetime show. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Okay, you gotta talk into the microphone. You gotta talk into the microphone.
I just wanted to ask Eric Zahn what he thought was actually happening. Like, come on, get your head out of the gutter. They're kids.
I mean, I spent some time in the jury house once.
We saw what Nick was doing in the house. I can only imagine.
Anything that was happening in the house is happening in the jury house.
Yeah.
Me and my naive brain.
Okay.
I'm so pure.
All right. So, Nicole is our HOH. She is guaranteed a spot in the final three. So now it all is going to come down to this veto. Taryn, do we have any insight into what the final four veto typically is?
It's typically a day's competition. Last year, it was the competition where you hit the button a bunch of times to get to the right amount of days. But that's a little more physical than it sometimes has been in the past. Sometimes it's more straight kind of quiz about what day is when. But this was a very physical HOH. I have to imagine the veto is going to be more strictly mental, or at least I think the odds are more likely that it will be. And I do think that favors Cliff and Nicole. They know their days very well. Now, Jackson does know his days as well. He studies. He doesn't recall them as quickly as I see Nicole or Cliff do, though. So it might depend on the kind of quiz it is. Like, if it's something we have to buzz in first, like it was during the HOH with the movies, then I think that actually might give Cliff and Nicole an advantage. But if they have a bunch of time and they're easy questions, then it could be more even. So I think we're looking at a tightly contested competition regardless, as long as it's not physical.
Okay. Brent, so if the veto goes to Cliff or Nicole... they will then vote to evict Tommy? Jackson? Jackson, yes. Also known as Mickey?
Yes, I 100%. Obviously, you know, Holly is a huge goat to me. There was a chance when they were thinking about keeping Tommy that I thought that Cliff might turn around, keep Tommy at the final five, but then evict him at the final four and take Mickey to the final three, because then Mickey would take Cliff and Nicole would take Cliff. But now that Tommy's out of the game, I assuredly think that Nicole can't vote as the HOH, but if she wins the veto, she'll obviously use it on Cliff, and Cliff will stay safe, and then Cliff will vote out Jackson and Mickey at the final four. So Mickey has to win the veto, or hope that Holly wins the veto somehow. Otherwise, he's going home.
We're not feeling like Holly can win this, win anything moving forward, right?
I don't think so, including the game. I don't see it happening. I just don't. I think this endurance comp was probably her last, like, big win that could have happened, mm-hmm. and I guess she threw it, so... I don't know. I see the jury not really voting for someone who won through a competition at the very, very end of the game, and someone who they also thought was dragged by Mickey all the way through. So
right. And I feel like that's even hammered home by what we saw, like the preview of the Sunday night episode, where Tommy is literally screaming at Holly, yeah. like, you know, come on, you know, you're supposed to be standing up for yourself.
You're
supposed to be a woman of principle. How could you?
Yeah. So I don't think that's going to help her.
Me.
That's not going to help her cause at all.
Don't do this!
Taryn, Holly could potentially win like a part one of the final three HOH, right?
I mean, absolutely, but I don't think we've ever seen an endurance competition for the final four HOH. It seems very strange to me. This is exactly the kind of competition that we would see at part one of the final three HOH. It's very strange that they would do the same kind of competition twice in a row. It makes me wonder... Maybe they're thinking about changing it up.
Eric, hold on a second. Are Big Brother producers changing something up?
Never.
Because they already did. They already did change up the fact that we said, okay, well, we know exactly how they do the final week, so they'll go from final five to final four, and that's going to be in back-to-back nights, and we know they did it, and they threw us all for a loop when they did the double eviction and then let this final five week play out. I mean, in a normal season, we kind of get screwed out of this final five week because it ends up being going from five to four, right?
Yeah.
We get like an abbreviated final five. So, Eric, what could this mean for the end game?
That's a great question. I mean, they're going to have to fill Sunday's episode because this competition only took 3 minutes. So there's going to be a lot of content there.
This was a competition designed by Nick, actually.
Yeah.
I know people thought it was
a
Sam one.
Wow.
You're like posture. You're like, I'm so proud of myself. I'm sorry.
Okay. I want to start to take some questions from our audience as well. So, all right. If we're going to have a wrangler or two to get people set up. If you want to just at the end of the aisles I guess, what, both sides or one side? Okay. What, Jordan Kalish has a question?
No,
okay. I was like, yeah, does he even watch Big Brother? Yeah. Okay.
I have a question for you.
Yes, Eric.
Have you been working on a sad Tommy impersonation for his new diary room persona?
You can do it. I know you can.
Sad Tommy.
You have us.
You know, it's been so hard for me. I've wanted to be here my entire life. And you can do it too. I applied so many seasons, and I made it in the house. And you can do it too. One day, keep trying.
Yes.
It's brilliant.
You got this.
Very nice. To be fair, though, and call me a cynic, I thought Tommy really lobbying for the All-Stars tonight.
Yeah, I'd say that. Although Julie Shin was also very funny too when she was like, "I'm sorry, Holly, Tommy took up all your time." Like,
yes.
That was very not Chinbot. She's feeling herself tonight.
I feel like she's done that line before though.
BB22 for, you know, next year. She's feeling great.
She's feeling good. Okay. All right. We got a question? Okay. Jordan Kalish is still holding the mic. Okay. All right. Here. Hold on. I don't think that mic is on. Mm-hmm. Eric, come over here, Zvi. Okay, ask the question.
What do we think the odds are for Jackson as well as for Nicole to win at this point? Because Jackson really would seem to just need to win the veto. And then after that, he's a compy. So what do we think?
Okay.
I mean, I think his chances are still pretty high. I mean, I take what Kimmy says at face value, that there aren't many people that would vote for him. And as we talked it out, maybe that's true. But they have to respect his comp wins, at least. And let's be clear, if he gets to the end, there's one road ahead of him. He has to win the Final Four veto because Holly's not HOH. He's going to have to win Final Four veto. He's going to have to win Final Three HOH. That's the only way he gets there. So those two competitions combined with all the other competitions he's won, I feel like that's really hard to deny him a win, especially in modern day Big Brother.
I think we've seen a lot of bitter juries lately, though. Like for the past 3-4 years, everyone's been pretty bitter. Just from like being in the house, everyone kind of has this, I don't want to say they're bitter towards Jackson, but I feel like they resent him a little bit. So I don't know that I could see Kat voting for him. Kat, Christy, and Jess, that block, I don't see them voting for him. And I don't know if Tommy would be a bitter juror. I don't think so, but I don't know. I just don't see.
I'll never be a bitter juror.
I think that the jury doesn't want to vote for Jackson.
Yeah, you said that before.
I think they have left the house feeling like they need to because he's playing the best game. But I do wonder, apart from many other things, what's happening in the jury house, especially with Kat there obviously being a strong voice for Holly. I have to imagine that they're anticipating a potential final two of Jackson and Holly, and that Kat has been campaigning extensively to say, no, Holly's actually the better player.
Let's be clear. If you're on Big Brother, you're a self-involved person, and the jurors want to feel as if they are a part of winning the game. So the people that are in Grateful, the people that were in the six shooters want to feel like they built the game that got there. And mm-hmm. I think that a lot of them will vote for Jackson rather than Cliff or Nicole because they played the game with Jackson at some point, and then they can take credit themselves for the fact that someone from their unit ultimately won the game.
And Eric, do you suspect that there's a lot of game talk happening in the jury house?
I do.
Okay. All right. All right, Jordan has another question from one of our listeners.
Hi, guys. Jacob Elyashar here.
Hey, Jacob.
Hi, Jacob.
Hi, guys. First of all, congratulations. Thank you so much for the past year. You guys are doing wonderful work. It's great to see all
thank
of you,
you
here.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. So one of my questions I've had is comparisons between different jurors and from last season's, because my question is, if Nicole gets in, and there's right now, Big Brother released a video that Jess is not happy with Nicole.
Right.
Do you think that Jess is going to be the Michelle of Michelle Mayer of season 18? Or also for if Jackson gets in, will Jack or Nick be the Scotty to Tyler the Mark to the Paul or to Jason or to Polly to the Paul as well?
Wow. The one deciding vote in a potential bitter juror that tips the scale.
I mean, I think that Jess being anti-Nicole, personally, I think that's more representative of how Christy and Kat are feeling, because we know that how Jess feels is how they feel. And so that's my own personal analysis of that. I think that Jess being so anti-Nicole, that's coming from other people. That's her hearing about how Nicole was secretly a mole and was working for Jackson and Holly the whole time. And I think the fact that they ended up keeping Holly in the game over Tommy is only going to reinforce that image. And so I do worry about that for Nicole. When it comes to like Nick or Jack, I think Jack would be a vote for Jackson. I think Nick would be a vote for Jackson. I don't think that they are anti-Jackson. At least that wasn't the image that I got when they came out of the house and in the first jury segment with Jack. Who knows how Nick has changed since then. But, I don't think that that either of those people are necessarily the swing vote.
Okay. All right. We have a question down here, Jordan.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, I got another microphone. Okay, great.
Yeah, I got one.
I like your shirt.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's your name?
Chris.
Okay, Chris with a Taryn Show t-shirt.
Yep. Came all the way from Florida.
Yeah. From Florida. Woo!
Okay, so first of all, love you, Caitlin. Love you, everybody.
Ooh, literally love you.
But my question is for Taryn. So, Taryn, you won't tell us where you're going to hide your hide a veto.
Obviously
I do
want
to know where you would hide your egg, though.
I loved Nicole's spot, the hidden in plain sight. I would want to do that because if you lose, then it's like, well, obviously I put it in plain sight. But if you win, they really look like idiots.
I agree.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have another question over there? Okay.
Yes, I do. Hi, I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
I live right here in Chelsea. I want to reiterate, and I'm glad Eric kind of jumped on it. I think Julie gets so much kudos for hammering Tommy because I think that just because he opened his big mouth, there was no rationality to him telling Jackson and Holly about the secret. Maybe they were pummeling Christy, but he still should have kept his mouth shut. And what the show didn't show is that Jackson had even more genius behind it, because after that, he went and spoke to Cliff and gave him a heads up that, oh, Tommy's going to be coming by to, like, tell you something. And I think that even kind of started to erode with Tommy's credibility when he shared that with Nicole. And they all... So I just think that was a big shot in the foot.
It's a really good point because Tommy didn't play this well at all. I mean, like Holly and Jackson, for the most part, you know, you correctly point out that Jackson gave Cliff a heads up, but they didn't use this against Tommy, and they really should have. They really should have used it more to make him look even more untrustworthy than he already was. But the reason that Tommy told them about Christy and him was that, like, they were just dumping on Christy left, right, and center, and he was trying to extricate himself from, you know, feeling linked with her, but I don't think he really thought through the full ramifications of it and how it could be an anchor around him potentially when they're evaluating him as somebody to take forward in the game.
There's another part of it too where Tommy initially told Jackson and Holly, and so he went through a lot more details with them, but he was being told not to talk about it. So by the time he told Cliff and Nicole, he was like, well, here's what I can tell you, but there's a lot of stuff I'm not allowed to tell you. And so Jackson and Holly knew many more details. And so when Jackson went to Cliff and Nicole to say, oh yeah, Tommy approached me, he said he was going to throw the HOH, he's going to work with me, he said he also brought up details about his relationship with Christy that they didn't know. And that was another thing that they were questioning Tommy about just this morning. Like, well, it seemed like they had more details. You told us that you couldn't say. Tommy's like, well, that's because I already said, and they told me I wasn't allowed to.
Who's the they? Production. Yes,
right.
Exactly.
And so it was another thing that just made Tommy look sketchy.
Just real quick, if this was the outcome that they wanted and they wanted to send Tommy out, should they have split the vote and forced Jackson to cast the vote to evict Tommy? So that way they were not the boogeyman, but he was.
It did seem like Cliff was considering it, right? Because Nicole had already voted, and Cliff went in there and he was like,
that kind of throws Nicole under the bus, though. I don't like that. Like, it is Big Brother, but there's really no reason. If you know you're going to vote Tommy out, I feel like that's burning. That looks really bad to the jury, in my opinion, because you were with Nicole the entire time, and then you kind of throw her to the wolves a little bit, especially Cliff, who, like, the leg he stands on is that he's this, like, you know.
I did hurt my leg earlier this season.
My heart exploded.
Wait, but that he's honest and that he, you know, wouldn't do something like that. So I don't think that would be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I, like, feel like I channel him.
Yeah. Being in this game is, this is a big decision for me and Nicole this week.
Before the what?
Yeah. Before the what?
An easy decision this week. It was a really hard decision. I feel very bad for Tommy.
I love him.
Yeah.
I have to bring something up real quick.
Yes.
Because the fans were getting on me on Twitter about this, and even in the chat room, they're wanting me to talk about it. So I'll try really quickly. I'm in the chat room. So during this amazing lie of Jackson's last night, he did use
production as a strategy by saying that he was called to the diary room and even asked Holly in front of Cliff and Nicole, didn't you hear that I was called to the diary room? Like, he was not called to the diary room, but he asked Holly, wasn't I called to the diary room? Holly says yes, and then he tells Cliff and Nicole, like, oh, I was in the diary room talking about stuff that I really can't say, and he was using that to add to his credibility that, like, he was being questioned about what Tommy had told him, which, of course, was made up to begin with. So, of course, social media is going on about the fact that Jackson was using production as a strategy, which you're not allowed to do. Production didn't call him out. They didn't make him say anything. And as I told the people on Twitter, did I have a problem with it? Not really, because he's fighting for his life in the Big Brother game. And if the refs don't call it, then it's not a penalty. So they didn't call it, and he got away with it. And look at what else he's gotten away with this season. Do you really think they're going to call him out on that? No.
Okay. All right. Question over here.
Hey there. My name is Dan, coming all the way from Washington Heights.
Hey,
I know it's been a long journey tonight, but we've made it.
We appreciate your sacrifice.
So, you know what? I'm here for you guys. So, so I have a statement and then a question.
Okay.
I'm absolutely disgusted with the fact that you guys rated pizza and milk a 3 on the oofometer. It is no less than a 1700. Eric, I'm so disappointed in you. That is the most disgusting thing ever. But since you guys were fine with a 3, what would constitute a 5?
I've had way more disgusting things in my life before the wife.
Like, I sucked ass at that competition.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. A couple more quick questions. Then one other thing I want to get to. Okay. All right. Let's go lightning round on the questions. Okay.
My question's for Kemi.
Yes.
Being on this season and knowing these people personally, do you find it hard to separate gameplay from how you know these people? So how separating yourself and how you know these people compared to the moves they make in the game?
Not really. I mean, I think, especially with Jackson, someone who I openly dislike, I still think that he is playing a really good game, but...
Could you give him the money, though?
Definitely not. I would never award... I mean, so if I was in the jury, I still wouldn't have watched the season back. So I don't know. I probably would vote for Jackson to win the game, but that's me being like absent-minded. Me being a viewer, I would never award $500,000 to someone like Jackson. So, you know, take that for what it is. But yeah, I can separate the game from personal. Unless it comes to Nicole, then, like, no matter what she does, it's golden in my eyes, and like I want her to win.
Well, can I ask you? Do you have a second choice? God forbid Nicole isn't there in the final two. Do you have a second choice?
Holly. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But that's like personal, so.
Okay.
The lesser of some evils.
Okay. Yes.
Hey, I'm Andrew.
Hey,
this
Andrew.
This is for Caitlin.
Yes.
Barring any really hard 7-piece puzzles, how do you think you would have fared this season? And would you have worked with Kemi, or who would you have worked with?
Great question. Well, let's just quickly address the puzzle thing. Just really quick. It's very difficult to do a puzzle when you're live on TV and you find out the whole house hates you and they want you home. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Couldn't happen. I'm sorry to my family and my friends that had to be there in that moment. And all of you, for the most part, whether you liked me or didn't. Hard for all of us to watch. That being said... If I was on the season watching it back, I really don't think that I would have, as you can see from my season, like I wasn't in the level six. Like, I'm not one of those. So I don't know that I would have been in the, what were they? Like the 9, 10?
Undeniable?
Yeah, undeniable, cool. Not my speed. So like.
Send it!
That was good. I don't know that I would have been in that. You didn't think so?
That's fine.
Not your best. I don't think that I would have been an undeniable. Do I think I would have worked with Kemi? Yes, but
say that because you like.
No, I was about to just say something else. Like, yes, I would have worked with Kemi, but Kemi and I are awkwardly similar that we would have definitely like we wouldn't have gotten like face to face like her and Bella. Like, I know my place. But, you know, okay. We would have maybe, like, yeah.
We would have been friends, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We would have been friends, but we're too alike.
All right, let me get to something else that I wanted to do. So I thought this would be a fun experiment tonight because, yeah, a little bit of a game because, you know, we're all Big Brother super fans, watching Big Brother, and we have a very specific take on what's happening. But I thought, what if I invited three of my friends to the show that don't know anything about Big Brother.
Oh, fun.
And have them come here and watch the show. And so let me bring my three Big Brother, basically novices that know nothing about Big Brother, to the stage. And let's ask them what they thought about the episode. So let's, can we get you guys to come on up? All right.
Remember who you came for.
Okay. This is my friend Bryce.
Yes.
My friend Hannah.
Yes.
And my friend Wendell. All right, go. We're out of seats, but you guys are filling over
Wendell
here.
Wendell can stand.
Okay.
Hey, Hannah.
Yeah, and you guys don't really watch the Big Brother, right?
Not so much.
Hi, Hannah.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. All right, we still got a podcast to do here.
Okay.
All right. Bryce, what'd you make of what you saw tonight?
I'm definitely Team Tommy. I think I fell in love tonight. And I feel like, what's the old guy named? Cliff?
Cliff.
I feel like Cliff and Wendell look alike. Just saying.
Hannah, what was your take on Big Brother?
I'm just so glad there was no live feeds on Survivor. I don't know how any of you guys do this. You guys know so much about them. My favorite shot was the dramatic shot between, is his name Jackson or Mickey? What is
that? That's such a good question. That is such a good question.
He's actually named Zaddy.
His name is Jackson, also known as
Hard, Zaddy. Hard no.
I got a couple watermelons for
him. Oh, Bryce.
Oh, okay, sorry. 4, 3, 2, 1.
No, I liked when him and that other girl wanted to drive home that they were in love, and they cut to a shot of them like, for like 10 seconds.
Yes, yes.
It was amazing.
They're in love, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Wendell, did you have any thoughts on Big Brother?
I don't know. Okay, admittedly, you know, I don't know much about the show, but I can say that I did appreciate some of the gameplay, Mr. Jackson Mickey guy.
Yeah.
I was surprised. And what I will say is that I've seen some Survivor players take Big Brother strategy onto the island.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, you can take some of these strategies onto the island. So
yeah.
So for your next season, you're taking notes.
Take notes. Take notes. Okay.
I'll take
notes. All right. Okay.
I will too. Okay.
Just all right.
On the island. See you there.
Hannah, any other thoughts on the Big Brother? Will you watch more? Will you watch on Sunday to see what happens with Tommy?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
This is my second ever episode.
You went to a taping.
I went to a taping, and we got invited by Julie Chen Moonves into the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat in the eviction chairs, and all I could think was, this is so wasted on me. It's very claustrophobic in there.
Yeah.
Basically, my take on Big Brother is I think I would go insane. And kudos to all of you guys who do it.
Okay. Jordan, did we have another question out there? And then we got to start to wrap this up. Okay. All right. Last two. Okay.
All right. Cami, Caitlin, Hannah, Liana, you guys all look amazing. Total 2, gorgeous. Brent, meh. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Love you.
Whoa.
You know where that's from. Some of you know. All right. So my question is, do you think with Tommy going to jury after what happened between him and Mickey, he's going to be like, Holly did nothing to save her? Like, he's just going to tell them that Holly literally had like 0.01% chance of staying, and that was only because Jackson saved her? Like, he literally just dragged her to Final Four.
I think so.
Holly was the goat, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that Tommy definitely respects Mickey's move. I think Tommy loves the game, and anyone who does can really appreciate how he flipped that. But the fact that Holly had nothing to do with it and she was the one benefiting from it, it's kind of like, oh, at least say something. And I think he's going to kind of drive that home, especially if they're in Final Two together, which, yeah.
Okay. All right. One more question up here.
Hi, I'm Aaliyah. I came down from Boston today for this, so it's really cool to get to ask you the question. I was curious, you guys have been talking a lot about how Jackson's path to the Final Two involves him winning out. And I'm curious now, after how Cliff sort of threw shade on Nicole this week during the discussions with Jackson, what you think about Nicole's path to the Final Two? Because I'm personally don't necessarily see Cliff taking her at this point.
So does Nicole need to win the final three to get to the end, Taryn?
She tried to stop me from grabbing it. My microphone, what are you doing?
Hold on. There's no reason
for me to think. Hannah's microphone.
I do think that Cliff still plans on taking Nicole to the final two. I do. But I don't see him winning the final three HOH unless they are changing it around. But I think Nicole's path to the end includes winning the final three HOH. I think that's what it is. I think that she has to win it. I don't think that Cliff is likely to win it. But if he does, I do think he'll take her. I think her bigger problem is that can she beat him at this point? It's like I said, I think that that Tommy sees this as Jackson's move, and Jackson's move countered Nicole's move. And Cliff is kind of a little bit free of that blame, I think. And so I worry for her chances over Cliff.
Okay.
I was going to say that. Exact thing.
I knew you were. I wanted to take the credit.
No. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Caitlin, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No.
Okay. All right, Eric.
I just wanted her microphone back.
Eric, anything else that you wanted to add to the show before we start to wrap this up?
No.
Okay. All right. So after this, we're going to head on over. We're going to be at Chelsea Bell. Is that right? Okay. So I hope you all come and join us for the after party after the show. Okay. Taryn, are we having a live feed update tomorrow?
Yeah, really, probably pretty early.
Pretty early?
Yeah.
These people are going to be out late.
Well, yeah, so am I. It's going to be early, and it's going to be... Hey, guys. Good morning.
Yeah.
Welcome to the thing.
Yeah. All right, so maybe an all-nighter before the live feed update on Friday.
We'll see.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. We're going to be live again on Sunday night with our guest Allie Lasher is scheduled to be here. Allie, are you still confirmed? Yes. Still confirmed? Okay. So we'll get to talk about everything going on with the big fight with Tommy. Okay. Before we wrap this up, have you guys checked out the Purple Pants podcast yet?
It's the Purple Pants.
Baby girl.
Baby boy. What's poppin'?
All right, check that out. New episode just dropped. What, this morning?
This morning. Ooh, the lie detector.
The lie detector lied. Find out everything that's going on the Purple Pants podcast. Brent, anything else?
I think we're good. Like I said, it's Chelsea Bell but on 8th Avenue between 25th and 26th Street. That's where the after party is after the show.
Okay. All right.
Grandma, you coming?
Yeah. Caitlin, how many relatives do you have here tonight?
Well, the second row on the left, they are already slouching in their chairs. Guys, let me make something very clear to you all. My brother, who's here, wouldn't even sign the release for my brother. He's like, will not be involved in this nonsense. So he made it out. It's a big deal. But no, I have my crew right there, as well as half the other audience of friends and family.
Okay.
Wow, a lot.
Tammy, how about you? Anything else?
Go Nicole. That's
go
all I have
Nicole.
To say.
13 days. We'll see. Taryn, anything else?
I'm so grateful for the season, the second half of this. I'm grateful that Grateful is not here to ruin it anymore.
most of the grateful is gone. Undeniable. Most of them are gone.
Fellowship of the Zing. Truly the most successful alliance of Big Brother 24.
It's been a great run. We've had a great run here tonight at the SVA Theater. This was a really fun show. Thanks to everybody on our panel who is here. Especially thanks to Hannah and Wendell and Bryce for coming by and sitting through a Big Brother episode. That's so cool. So thank you guys. Thank you, Kemi, for joining us. It was so nice that you were here with us. Caitlin, for traveling across the country.
You too, Rob.
And I get to see Eric. I'm so happy every time I get to see Eric Stein also.
And most importantly, thanks to Rob, which is why we're all here.
Thank you very much, Eric. It means so much to me that we can all get together on nights like this and get to watch this crazy show that some of us have been watching for way too long and get to say hello to each other in person. And it's a really fun night. It always brings a huge smile to my face, and it's a big thrill to get to do this. So thank you guys all so much for coming on out to see us tonight and watching us live. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.